The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Our condolences to friends and family of the late Charlie Bird. As Ben just told us there, he was diagnosed with motor neuron disease back in 2021. Here's an extract from an interview he did on the Late Late Show at the time with Ryan Tuberty.
I have great friends, I have a great family, I have a beautiful wife, I have 5 grandkids, 2 beautiful daughters. And all my friends and everybody in this country who has contacted me has kept me going. I get uplifted by the feelings and the letters and texts and emails. And so, yeah, it's difficult, but I'm not the only one going through this. Can I make one point?
Of course, Charlie.
You know, there are thousands of people waiting for hospitals, for operations, for everything. They're all facing the same challenge in a way as me. And all I ask is that as a country, as a people, we make sure that we look after everybody who is ill and sick.
The late Charlie Bird from the Late Late Show back in December 2021. Paul Allen, you've been a friend to Charlie Bird's going back for decades. He really fought this illness, didn't he? Because motor neuron disease can often, as well as being an exceptionally cruel illness, can take people very, very quickly. But my God, he certainly fought it for the over the last few years, didn't he?
He certainly did. And it was almost like going into a chief executive. He had his checklist. What are we going to do? What about this? What about that? He didn't come back to me on the Samaritans. I want to meet them. I want to talk to them. Yeah, Charlie, we'd get on with this. And then we'd have a big hug at the start and a big hug at the past at the end. And like even here today, I can't believe I'm sitting opposite talking about Charlie Bird, because nobody prepares you. You can never really prepare yourself for this day.
Even if you know it's coming.
Even if you know it's going to come. And we were talking to some people this morning from RTE in the same situation. It really knocked the wind out of our sails in the context of what's happening. Like, this man has been part of everybody's life on the island of Ireland, the peace process. This was the man that was taking phone calls from P. O'Neill when there was a warning going on.
That's the IRA's anonymous spokesman.
Yeah, and then the National Irish Bank scandal. Then he was involved at the September 11th. He was over covering, explaining to us how Irish people and how the world has turned upside down with the September 11th. We had the Gulf War. Then closer to home, we had the Stardust and the wonderful Annette Keegan and her friends and family all caught up in that. So the various stages of the Stardust, he was there with them, bringing them along. And even in his darkest days, he was there with them.
We actually have put together some clips of his reporting on many of those things that you've just mentioned.
The government inquiry into the fire will have to examine a number of important issues. The allegations being made by a number of witnesses who were in the club on Friday night that they noticed someone setting fire to seating. Were all the emergency exits open at the time of the fire? Was the emergency lighting in case of blackout independent of the power system? These and other questions will have to be answered, and perhaps the technical examination going on...
After weeks of speculation, the long-awaited IRA ceasefire was finally announced this morning. Just after 11 o'clock at a location in central Dublin, an IRA intermediary handed RTE News a copy of the statement plus a cassette outlining the details of the ceasefire, which comes into effect from midnight tonight. The 300-word statement says that recognising the potential of the current situation and in order to enhance the democratic peace process, they have decided that as of midnight tonight, there will be a complete cessation of military operations and that all IRA...
We entered what's called the hot zone around Ground Zero just after 7 o'clock this morning. The first image we came across was a makeshift memorial to the firefighters and policemen who lost their lives. A short distance away, we came across the full horror of what happened on the morning of the 11th of September. In those horrific hours, the skyline of Manhattan was changed forever, as was the American nation. None of the television pictures which have been in our living rooms over the past 10 days can convey the utter devastation which you see before your eyes.
How did you get to know Charlie, Paul?
I was a boy broadcaster walking into RTE, and he just told me where I shouldn't park my car. We bounced off each other. We had some really great rows over the years and became best mates out of it. And it's like a true friend. You just you gain more with somebody you can have a good old Barney with. And things built momentum. And as I learned fairly quickly, nobody says no to Charlie Bird. So after one of our walks in Dunleary with his dog Tiger, my dog Ted, both cockapoos, he said to me he was worried about his voice and he was worried about this. Then the death nail, he got the phone call. He had to go in to make the appointment. Then he got the news. And
this is the news of coming down with the MND.
Yes,
he had the warning that the voice had started to deteriorate.
Yeah, and I rang a medical pal who in turn was in touch with a medical consultant who Charlie was talking to, and she confirmed the worst. It was just obviously devastating. But 2 weeks off the radar, we were texting each other. Then he was back with a bang. He had this idea of Climb with Charlie. We brainstormed it out. Again, it was like working with a chief executive, going through the checkpoints as to what was going on. I'm pointing out the dangers of climbing. We had to get Pat Falvey, the mountaineer, to explain to people, like, you know, you can't just jump up from your settee. But let's
go up Crowpatrick.
I climbed Crowpatrick. It was, I don't know whether you've climbed Crowpatrick. I hope to do it again. But it was a spectacular occasion, and the various people helped us out in the community. And the people of Westport, Father Charlie and Matt Malloy from the Chieftains, everybody took Charlie to their heart. And it's a golden moment that nobody will ever forget. And that's the type of person Charlie Bird was in our memory. And I just kind of, what helps me with bereavement is to chuckle and think of the positive things and the wonderful moments. And then people like Ray Burke and RTE, who helped him with his book and his second book, and the mementos that we have from that visit. But the climb with Charlie was spectacular. But when that was over, we were then trying to recover the next day. He says, I want to get onto some marathons. He got onto Brent Pope. Brent Pope came up with the idea of the elephant in the room. They all bounced off each other. More great ideas. And again, the Great Samaritans, they were planning a trip, a walk. And actually coming up very shortly to the 2nd of April, that's another anniversary of the climb with Charlie on Crowpatrick. So he's a man we'll never forget, but a man we could never say no to.
And of course, he also benefited, didn't he, from new technology, which allowed him to keep his voice, which I know was very upsetting to him to lose his voice through MND. But then modern technology gave him the opportunity to retain it.
Yeah, there's a piece of kit called the Voice Bank, and some wonderful boffins back at DCU managed to come up with this. Now, the people were blessed that they had decades of Charlie Bird, so they could capture his voice and could paraphrase things. So he could tap a button and he could say, good evening, Matt, it's lovely to be here tonight. You're looking well, blue suit you or whatever. Or I see Chelsea won last night. But he was able to tap that out. And with Claire and his sound system, he was able to just come alive, and he loved all that. But he got, sometimes I felt he got a bit frustrated because it wasn't going quick enough. Charlie Bird's brain was going 24/7. He didn't need much rest. He was on message all the time. It was go, go, go.
Before he got ill, he had been retired from RT for a while. Had he missed that active engagement on all of the big news stories of the day?
Yes, and he certainly did. And that was in the COVID period. And you may recall he was on reaching out to people to try and help people because communities were on their own. They were becoming lonesome. They were becoming depressed. He could see that. And he was reaching out to people. But the idea again, thanks to the Late Late Show, he was coming on, and you can also see the document as to how he deteriorates as in terms of how technology helped him, but how the people around him kept him shoulder high. So not a day went by that he wasn't chasing this or chasing that or moving things along. But, you know, Charlie was, it was wonderful to be around because he had an abundant supply of ideas. He was abound nonstop. So may he rest in peace.
Yeah, and you and many others will miss him.
Certainly will.
Paul Allen, thank you very much for taking the time to join us and to talk about your good friend Charlie Bird. And again, our sympathies to all of his family and friends on their loss.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.